celebrate Prophet Babs. Hallelujah. At some point I was wondering, he's so skilled in his delivery, and I was wondering if I was the one he was referring to, or if there was any other Pastor Lawrence who was here who I need to meet. Hallelujah. But can we thank God for God's servant and for that powerful stream God has given him to birth. There's something I haven't shared before, a number of things I haven't shared before that I will share here because of the kind of meeting, even though I know some people seated here probably should not hear it yet. You can have your seat. Hallelujah. I trust God for utterance. Hallelujah. I like what works. I like results to a fault. I love the power of God. It's literally an addiction. But God had to help me so we can balance this out. I like when there's results. This has guided my journey from what is conventional. When I say conventional, I'm speaking about, you know, the church which I'm sure most of us belong to, what is conventional, to what is, you know, as it were, unusual or rare. Is this hunger for what has not been seen before, and this permanent unrest that is within me. So amongst the many things God would do in the hearts of people in this journey of New Wine Summit, I am desirous of that same, call it impartation, call it transfer, that same desire to never ever settle. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So can you just lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive hunger that never settles. Hunger that never settles. Hunger that never settles. Hallelujah. Put your hands down. Hallelujah. So quickly, by way of just mentioning where we are coming from, I remember asking God for sounds, asking God, you know, for that thing I had been sensing, you know, from when I was young. I just knew that it was possible to birth something that will take people from this place to the realm they belong to in form of sounds. There was not many references, you know, around, but that desire was there, just like there are desires inside every one of us that are just there. You haven't conversed with anybody because even you as yourselves are trying to make sense out of it. You are trying to believe that this is God, but it's there and it is God. 2015, after 1 month seeking God in 2014, went for NYSC, and that was my first contact with anything that looks like this stream. And I say this stream, I'm sure some of you seated here, you know, who have been seeking God are having a wild time understanding what is happening. I'm sure they are here. And so it was my first encounter with anything like this. The stream I belong to is the healing and deliverance stream. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? Some of you have probably been listening to, you know, messages from these kingdom circles for quite a while. My first contact was 2015, and I can tell you it was wild and bizarre. But the next morning, I started to see unlockings in the area of sound. And though I was receiving downloads, because it happened as I entered into NYC, it began to board when I listened to Prophet Babs. I will never forget. I began to also notice that every time I listened to him, he bothered. How many of you have noticed that minister you listen to and you bored? So the flower comes out again. You know, some of the sounds we have heard that went viral, it was just after he ministered. While his ministry, I'll be hearing the tune, you know, very loud, and then I'll utter it, and then pow. So I don't usually play with people who help the flower board. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that's just to honor what he represents in my life and the lives of many others here. Can we just celebrate God's servant with our palms? Hallelujah. 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 Please pay attention. We can stop now. Thank you so much. Please pay attention. Since I have two opportunities to speak to you, I will take my time and not hurry, so we have understanding, because understanding is more important than just hearing. Hallelujah. All right. The first thing I want to say is that as a new creation, you are not bound by time. Listen carefully. Because the nature of the prophetic, by nature, there is a tendency to be very time driven, season driven, calendar driven, as it were. And it is very, very important, because God is a God of times and seasons. But as a new creation, one of the essential things you must understand is that you are a timeless being. It means you can go back and forth. You can go into something that is not for your time and you can experience it. Did you hear what I just said? I'm laying that as a foundation. Until I understood this, many questions in my heart, you know, kept bugging me. And I still have many questions concerning prophetic words that have been released, you know, over Nigeria, over the body of Christ. I have seen again and again that there's something more powerful than prophecy, and that is sacrifice. Remember where I'm coming from? I like results. And the moment 2 + 2 is not adding up, I have a problem. I came from conventional church, and I still belong to a conventional church. Understand what I mean by that? Alright. I've seen people who travel all the way, you know, to come and worship my church. Because as far as they are concerned, Kai, if this person is like this, only God knows. And then they are shocked. Let me stop there. But what I love about conventional church is that they like results. It's only in kingdom circles that we are comfortable hearing without practicals. I don't know if somebody's hearing what I'm saying. I command those veils on any eyes here to be torn off in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you don't know that your heart is hardened, but you have heard so much, God can help you again. I will repeat myself. Sometimes you don't know your heart is hardened, but you've heard so much, God can't help you again. So back to where I'm coming from. I noticed, even in my journey, my life, that it was conventional ministers that God was using to power most of my seasons, including the weird manifestations. And I was wondering, this man of God that is prophesying this, for example, my experience with sounds began with the prophecy of Bishop Walioke. Some of the things we are doing now, I'm not sure he can explain it. But the truth is, he was the one who declared while I was on the keyboard that the Lord will give you sounds in the night. sounds that will set the captives free, sounds that will change the world. The mantle of David. I don't know if he can explain that. But it came out of his mouth as a prophet. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Because some of us know enough to confuse these men. But they have what it takes to power what God wants to do in your life. He declared those words. And now I've had experiences like chanting and a shrine collapsed. I'm not sure that is within the purview of his... Are you getting what I'm saying? Alright. I'm laying that as a foundation to explain that your wiring must be result oriented. Did you get what I said? Alright. If you don't like results, it's alright. Hallelujah. Okay. So, Prophet Bab said something yesterday, which I'll begin with. You know, speaking about Abraham having a revelation of God. Do you remember? What was the revelation? It calls those things that what? Can you give it to us? Romans 4, 17 and 18. Let's start there. It calls those things that what? Be not that though, as though they were. He's a God of resurrection. He knew that about God. That was the perspective that he caught, that he kept on believing. So when you see Abraham believed, he believed that God was a God of what? Of resurrection. Now we don't realize that God being a God of resurrection is not just a matter of his capacity to raise the dead or to raise dead things, but it also shows us the way he does things. He does things by first killing, then raising up. Pay attention. It's not just about his capacity to what? To raise the dead. But that his process is death before what? Before life. So until you can spot the working death, please stop shouting that there's life. Because the process is first what? Death. Before what? Life. So in this session, by the grace of God, we trust God that many things will die. Because that's the only hope that there's going to be what? Resurrection. You don't raise what is alive. You raise what's alive? Alright. Because so many of us are alive. And this morning, there will be what? There will be death. Can we pray for death? So lift up your hands and declare in the name of Jesus, everything in me that needs to die will not escape today. Hallelujah. How do we kill? The word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than what? So with the word of God, you can what? You can kill. Are you following? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yesterday, the interpreter that he is, you know, gave my life a lot of definition. I started seeing, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. No wonder. No wonder. There was no other way for it to have been done. It had to follow that protocol. Hallelujah. So quickly, as quickly as possible, I'll try to show you where God is going with all this. And maybe in the next session, I'll share some stories to inspire us. Some very recent last year, some this year. So you see where we're going. We're still nothing like what God is saying. But we will get there. Amen. Life will be miserable without it. If you are truly hungry, every day, you will leave it uncomfortably. The truth is, we are not hungry. When you are truly hungry, you can't tell me you are hungry, you eat three times every day, you sleep every day, and you are hungry. That's what we call hunger today, right? Travel for meetings. That's our hunger. Hallelujah. So let's begin quickly. I've said that as a way God does his things. The Bible says in Psalms 103 verse 7, he showed it to who? To Moses. And it's asked to who? Children of Israel. We see that same way in the way Moses' life, you know, was lived. We see God putting him in the ground, right? And killing all his ambition. He was already willing to save his people at the age of what? About 40. By the time God was done with him, Moses did not want to save his people again. Yes or no? He was suggesting to God other wonderful people God can use to save his people. God had to convince him to save what? His people. Because so many things had died at the end of God's process in his life. That is the way that he showed to Moses. What the children of Israel will see is what? The acts. How the water split. They will see how bread, you know, or quails and manna fell. They will see how the ground opened and swallowed people. They will see all these mighty, wonderful things. As God's servant was describing resurrection glory yesterday, I began to wonder, are there people who have even experienced all this? So many people have gone through these experiences already, and we're still looking for more. When you read history, you see things we are looking forward to have already happened. That's why I began by saying, as a new creation, you can go forward and bring into your day what people are prophesying about tomorrow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because as a new creation, you are not bound by what? Time. You can experience the powers of the age to come. When? Now. In fact, that's one of the prerequisites for falling away. They have what? They have experienced it. These are the good word of God, and so on and so forth. If they still turn away, then there's no more redemption for them. Once this is understood, that God is not bound by time. He's working with time, yes. But he's not bound by what? Time. You will realize that a thing can be said, prophesied, and will not come to pass. And a thing might not be said or prophesied, and it will come to pass. I hope somebody is following me. Let me begin with this story. A woman of God came from the U.S. to Ibadan. She was having a quiet time. She built the world's tallest flag. And she has planted it in Israel. The second place she planted it was Ibadan. God showed her in a quiet time Ibadan. So she had to write it down. Checked and saw that it was a real place on the earth. That's how much she did not know. Are you getting what I'm saying? She didn't know that Ibadan exists. Checked and saw that it's a real place on the earth and it's located in Nigeria. Alright. God said, you'll plant this flag in Ibadan. And then she contacted the PFN. I think that was when Pastor Ayo Arisijafo was still president. And then they contacted the PFN in Ibadan and so on and so forth. My father, amongst other fathers in the state, you know, helped with her coming. They stationed the flag in Adamasigba Stadium and they released prophetic words. What she saw was that some young people in a university in Ibadan, she saw some fires that came together and became a wildfire, hit the university, hit the state, hit the nation, hit the continent and the world. Is that a big deal or not? Alright. If you hear that on your own campus, as a young believer, will you not be excited? That's a major prophecy, right? God will not stress someone like that unless he plans to bring it to pass, right? All right. So we heard that and we began to pray 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. every day. You know, you do as much as you know. We're trying to birth revival by praying 1 hour every day. But as God helped us to have sense, as the weeks and months went by, we began to really, really pray. We then discovered, 100 years before prophetic word came from Maria Woodward Ether, that 100 years time, a revival fire eclipsing down the Azusa Street was going to hit the earth. I don't know if that has happened. Has it happened? Has it happened? That's 2013. Has it happened? No. Was she a woman of God? Eh? Did God speak? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Because I want you to really get angry this morning. She said that 2013, that was what was trying to play out. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So before this move hit us, which we don't have time to begin to share all the wild things that took place, that I'm still wondering why it's not a daily occurrence. There was a walking of death in us. And that's my focus for this session. Because now I have come to cherish the walking of death even more than the manifestation of what? Of life. Thank you, Father. So before this time, when, you know, some of you have not heard the story, so you might not understand how beautiful it was. It was really, really beautiful. Alright? Things that we can't really share. I remember sitting with my dad in the car and telling him, you know, some of the things that were happening. He was staring at me. And that's how you stare at a person when you want something to manifest. He was staring at me, waiting for when the demon will shout, "Leave me alone." Because there was nothing normal about what his son was saying. He was looking at me in my eyes. And I was telling him, so I saw myself and this and that. And he was staring at me. And nothing was happening. I was fine. One of the mothers in the States, when I shared with her what happened, she laid hands on me and cast out the spirit of translation. Thank God the spirit didn't go. Because I was scared, actually. It's like, wow, so I've entered error. I've not even started and I've already entered error. I remember the Holy Spirit asking me very firmly, "Do you want it or not?" I knew if I said no, only God knows how many years I've used to search for that thing again. So I said, I want it and more. Now, before these beautiful, beautiful things, which we like to read, you know, the stories are very interesting. You like to read God's generals. You like to read about the wonderful things God has done. Nobody cares about the behind the scenes. And nobody actually likes the behind the scenes. Death is not pleasant. I have to quickly say something here so that we can have a balance. Because if you have drank from the Word of Faith streams, new creation streams, I mean, we are all new creation. When I say Word of Faith and new creation streams, I mean, you know, those who emphasize, you know, the authority of the believer and the fact that a believer should not go through anything that is bad. You know, the emphasis, or what they are just trying to say, is that the enemy should not be tolerated. And that's happening in many believers' lives, alright? Some of the things we call dealings, of, although God can work it together for good. You know, all things work together, right? So God can work it together for your good. However, it's just the enemy playing around with us and we're tolerating it because our understanding has given him room to do as much as he wants to do. Did you get what I just said? All right. I said something in Kaduna. I said a teacher has capacity to elongate or reduce how much time you will waste. In 15 minutes, especially when they are anointed and charged, in 15 minutes they can add to your journey just by making you believe that it is possible for the enemy to do this and this and this and this and that. I can give the enemy permission to ruin a person's life. So teaching is very important. It must be balanced. So basically what I'm saying is, although the believer should not tolerate any nonsense from Satan, you must understand that there are certain things you will go through, that you must go through, if what God is doing in you is going to happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that's why you have the Holy Ghost to discern when it is the hand of God permitting and when it is Satan and you must shut him down. Did you get what I just said? All right. Ministers usually will not say this side. You wonderful, powerful man of God, Pastor Chris, you will not know that his own daughter did not work for the first 5 years. And he will lay hands on people, they will work and go back home to his girl that has not worked for 5 years. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense, my dear. Doesn't make sense. So quickly to the practicals. How did it happen in my life? 200 level, I had a carryover. Please, I've laid foundation, all right? So someone will not say, okay, no wonder. That's why. Are you getting what I'm saying? All right? I cannot begin to tell you how much God did in my life in 2 years. If he asks me again, let's go back in time. Do you want it again? I ask him to double it. I'm telling you. Because this boy did not have any prayer point. I didn't have any need for anybody. I didn't have any reasons to be humble. I had everything going for me. So when this hit, as somebody who was not dull, when this hit, I mean, I didn't read for JAM, I had 254. We're not dull people. When this hit me, the one I should have failed, I thought I would have failed, I had 67. So imagine the one I now failed. I was expecting probably an A, right? So it shocked me when I saw the results. And I said, no, they will call me back. So God gave me a CT I was going to keep looking at. Somebody didn't catch that. There was a hope in my heart, and that took me on a journey for 2 years. And I did everything because of that hope. There's nothing God asked me to do I did not do. My prayer life was fixed that season. And being intentional in prayer, pay attention, was also fixed that season. Many of us pray, but we're not intentional. That's why power is not born. But you can't be in trial and be faking it, yes or no? How many of you notice that you are real when you are in trial? I don't know how people do it, or you are in trial, you are still acting drama. Somebody came with pain and you are forgetting the pain when it's time to pray. Some people will see crying while leading worship are crying because of things they are going through, not because they love Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe your boyfriend broke up with her last week. And she just said, Jesus, you are the friend. You are the friend. It dawns on her, Jesus is a friend when nobody else is there. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your worship is born real, yes or no? If you take advantage of your trial seasons or your pains, let's put it that way, you will make a lot of progress in your spiritual life. People waste their pains. Your prayers will be very powerful if you carry your pain into it. Kai. I've watched these things happen in church. I told you I like results. I watch people die as people are praying. It's not a good thing to kill people. But I watched it all my life. Every deliverance service, somebody with tears will cry a cry. Somebody will shout her name and be called to glory. I always wondered what was powering such instant results. A woman is still crying that cry, and the husband has left her for 7 years. He's calling her right there in the vigil and crying and asking her to come back home. And I wonder, now that I'm in the circle of, you know, are you getting what I'm saying? People who seem to be hungry for God, why am I not saying the same thing? Is somebody following? Because we have left certain things that must be in our foundation. And we're trying to build without that thing being laid. All your seeking must be intentional. Can you say intentional? Can you say intentional? This is very foundational. And if it's not in your foundation, forget it. All your building, painting, and plastering is going to come down. Before that move of God that we talk about, this was installed. Hebrews 11:6. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And it's a reward of them that diligently seek him. Very simple verse, but very real to me. God is real. As simple as that is, that's not the case for many believers. You don't believe. So what's the point going on in your journey when the first thing you should believe has not been believed? Are you getting what I'm saying? You just end up shouting, amen, glory, shouting. And at the end of the meeting, we go back to business as usual. Because you are not intentional with a person. He's here now, yes or no? That's why I'm always shocked when phones are ringing. I'm always shocked when people are distracted. I'm wondering, can you do this before a governor? No, you can't do this before a president. Never! How can you do it before him and you want to tell me you believe that he is? These are basic, right? Very basic and foundational. But until the foundation is laid, there's nothing righteous can do. Please pay attention. I'm going to help shorten somebody's journey. Some of you that have wasted 15 years, another 15 years, ask stupid questions you don't need to ask. Understand these basic things now. Death comes before life. One of the things death will do to you is that it will make you to be still. Naturally, you are not distracted when you are dead. Yes or no? You have to be alive to be distracted, yes or no? So all these things, because we are not dead. So back to the journey. As that began, of course, humility too was installed. I just noticed everything Jesus asked me to do, I did. I didn't take nonsense from people before. I'll never forget the day I was having a conversation with a saleswoman in the hostel, and she made some statements, you know, that enraged me. And I said, "Madam, don't talk to me like that." And she said, "Shut up, who are you?" And then, blah, 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 you know. And I kept quiet. So I didn't offend her. Like, I didn't use any harsh words on her. I didn't walk in the flesh. I went upstairs, had a wonderful day. The next morning, having my quiet time, crying as usual. You know, you are very real when you are in that season. So crying as Jesus, "I just love you. I just love you. I just want you. I just need you. Jesus," he knows it's not him you need. You need carryover sorted out. I'll share some stories. Wild things that happened, and I could not feel proud. Proud how? I still have carryover. He said, "I should be proud. If I'm truly anointed, why is the carryover there?" I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. I prophesied to somebody with a carryover. The department was removed from the school. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. I saw power. She was carrying over the course almost the third time. I said, "Listen to me. Stop crying. Even if the department will be deleted from this school, you will not carry it over." And I went to face my own carryover. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm saying. I love the way God works. See, we deck you with honor. Why inside? You're trashing out a lot of things with him. How else can you explain somebody you love and respect and honor? You say the person committed suicide. I want to be like him. What's making the community suicide? You don't know what people are going through. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Death is being walked inside them. Kai! Can you celebrate Jesus? I love it, though. I love it. I've come to love it now. I've come to love it. I've come to love it now. I've come to love it. I hate power without the nature following. It breaks my heart. That's what makes me cry the most. When I see people who are carrying what I'm pressing into, walking in the flesh. Say, Jesus, please, I don't want to break your heart when I get there. When I sing and the whole school collapses, that's not the time to be dealing with me on lust. But please, don't let me in. I give you permission. Shut me down. Don't let me in. Without the requisite death. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't want to do that to him. How sad will it be when you are raised up? The things you do to Jesus now that will not really matter, yes or no? Who knows you? Your presidents of fellowship sleeping with 3, 4, 5 people. Went to minister in one. The guy does not know that they all know. And that the general public in school also knows. Because nobody is his friend that's talking to him. He does not know that the fellowship is aware he's sleeping with people. Because the ladies are even showing them charts. I said, he will call now. They put him on loudspeaker. He said, we are coming now. I'm in the hotel. And they are hearing. But he does not know that he's no longer hiding something. Are you getting what I'm saying? And he's anointed. So they were asking me the question, sir. But we don't understand. How come he's still anointed? Are you hearing what I'm saying? How come he's still what? Anointed. This is what makes me thank God many people are not charged. Because it's good like that. Just continue like that. But when we are all moving the power of God and death has not been worked, can you imagine such a sight? Ah, can you imagine such a sight? This case is better. Spent some time in the US and I began to cherish Nigeria's problems. I'm not kidding you. We don't really have problem in this country. You have no idea what a treasure our sufferings are. There is no reason to seek God. Before you call the man a fool who says in his heart there's no God, check his life. Check Israel. Once you become comfortable, something happens to you. For the first time in my existence, I saw no use for the healing anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I told somebody, I can pray for you so you don't have to be using this stuff again. I said, no, it's okay. I'm going to see doctor tomorrow. I said, you don't understand. As in, you will not need to see doctor tomorrow. I said, no, it's fine. It's okay. Are you mad? You don't understand what I'm saying. But as far as he's concerned, like, why are you stressing your anointing? Like, doctor will sort it out tomorrow. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Go around small. You understand Nigeria is blessed with problems. You think God doesn't know you don't love him? Then people travel down for retreat and his husband they came to find. And they're trusting God in that retreat. One of the people are going to see them as the wife. And they are actually praying in tongues 12 hours. So if that thing in your heart could not even be fried by 12 hours prayer, it's now 2 hours service of jamboree that will fry it. The only way to reach out to those guys I was talking about was the power of God. I thank God they were young people. If they were adults, probably they would just think, okay, there's magic and then this is your own. So, you know, wow, this is cool. Wow. Thank God I was able to reach them with that. Okay, wow, I want this. I said, you can have it. I've never felt that useless in my life. But in Nigeria, I'm sure you know the healing anointing is very priceless. With that, you can start a church, yes or no? On that one gift of the Spirit. That one. You can have branches all over the place. You are made for life, yes or no? Just that one. Even when you are not, you don't even have it. With packaging, you can still be made for life, yes or no? So anybody who is seeking God, there is really seeking God, yes or no? But as you keep on joining, the fire will purify you. So don't come to a point where you are saying, I don't think this thing is for me. My heart is so messed up. God, so many times I'm relax. You don't know more than God. He knows he's there. Keep coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The closer you get to the consuming fire, the purer you will get. Did you hear what I said? Yes. So purging was going on in my heart. It was purifying my motives, purifying. I was dying to all manner of things. I could be very ambitious. Very, very ambitious. If I want to follow Satan, I follow him what? Well, you don't follow him, man. You are just a witch, a wizard, flying in the night and all this nonsense. If you're doing it, do it what? Do it well. Do it well. Do it well. Do it very, very well. So the second thing that died, I said, was what? Was pride. Because the next morning, the Lord asked me, go to the woman and tell her that you're sorry. As I was saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? Anything at all. Just tell me. I will do it. Lord Jesus, all you have to do is say, go and apologize to the woman. And that really killed me. Listen carefully to this statement. Obedience is better than sacrifice, but obedience is sacrifice too. I'll say it again. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience itself is what? It's a sacrifice. The reason is better is because obedience will kill you. Now, when God asked Elijah, or when Elijah told them to pour water on the sacrifice, you would think he was just trying to prove that water can leak, or fire can leak up what? Water. That's the kind of fire that I'm calling for, that leaks water. When you look again at the scenario, how many years have they had drought? I think it was about a year, or how many years? 3.5 years. 3.5 years. 3.5 years, yes. 3.5 years, no rain, right? What would be the most expensive thing? Are you sure? So when you are pouring gallons of water, what's happening to people's heart? This is more important than more. Are you aware of that? What's the most expensive commodity in Israel? It's water. And you saw how much he poured, right? Just wasting it. So that was more of a sacrifice than even the cattle that he put on the altar. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? It was not just a form for instruction, you know, to just prove that fire can leak water. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? Watch out for these instructions he's giving you. It will be hitting on that thing that he's confronting inside you. Those things must die. If life will be born. Hallelujah. It touched my pocket in that season too. I'm talking to everybody because I know so this is, you can copy and paste it. It's easier to speak in tongues than to give. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's easier. How many of you will bear me witness? It's easier to pray 12 hours every day for 7 days. That's what? And to give. It is literal. You can almost feel like something stabbed you when you say, it's offering time. It is sharper than two-edged sword. Offering time. People look for work once it's offering time. The pianist pays attention to the piano once it's offering time. And everything that will keep you busy, yes or no? All of a sudden, your bowels are beginning to react. You want to use the toilet. and you finish once offering time is what? It's over. Hallelujah. So I remember one day on my birthday, that's the highest, you know, gift I've received ever in my life. It's always on your birthday, people remember you. So I think I had $60,000. That's the highest money I've ever had in my account before then. So I was very happy just talking to God again. Lord Jesus, if you talk normally, you won't have problem. But you now cause problem by just letting him know that he is all to you. Really? Yes, you are answering him. Meanwhile, he can see your heart bare before him. There's nothing he can see. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's nothing those eyes can see. Kai! Lord, I love you. There's nothing I will not do for you, Lord. You mean the world to me. Look at the way you have just blessed me on my birthday. Is that not the reason for him to mean the world to you? But now he will confirm. Since I mean the world to you, maybe I do. Yes, you do. You help me give 50 to this man of God and 10 to missions. How many is remaining, my dear brother? Zero. All right. Now, I'll be sincere with you. I did it without flinching, but with the hope in mind. Yes or no? Maybe. As I do this now, it will just break his heart. Bah! He did it. Angels will say, yes, 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 he did it, he did it. He can't believe he did it. Go and change the carryover. Give him A. And from now henceforth, no matter what he writes, A. All the suspects in the house here, those things in your heart will die today in Jesus' name. Because you can make sacrifice with a vain heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can make sacrifice, and ambition is powering it. Look all over the country now. Look all over the country. People are making sacrifices for an ambition. Ambition can power you. The highest fuel is love, yes, but ambition can go a long way. Oh my God. Ambition can go a long way. I have fought this fight again and again and again. No wonder Paul said, I die daily. You keep on seeing lower levels, you know, deeper levels of the same thing that you thought you have died to. Ambition can power you. So that's the fourth thing. How many things now? Those of you who are writing, I'll be as simple as possible. You will understand. Number one. Number two was pride. Number one. Huh? Let's fire on, alright? You and me, I don't know what number I am on. Just listen. Are you following? Are you being blessed? Alright. So the next one I died to was ambition. I love God to move, but I also love to be part of the move. And it's not a bad thing. Alright? Is it bad to be part of the move of God? It's not bad. But when you insist, whether or not God wants you in the front, you want to be in the front, then there's a problem. It's not bad to desire it. But when your desire has crossed desire, has entered into insisting that you must be in the forefront, and it begins to put you under pressure, then we have a problem. I had a man of God who was a student in our school move around. This was before the move of God hit us that same year. And I believe it triggered, you know, that move, or being used by for that move, whatever the case may be. I heard that that man of God moved around the school 7 times and was, you know, took the campus for Jesus. And me too, I wanted to take the campus for Jesus. I said, well, only 7 times, no problem now. So we started night after night, trek around UI praying the Holy Ghost, give me this campus. Is it good or not? It's good. But once I stepped my foot on this, on the chapel tarmac, I heard the voice of God in my heart. Whose footprint will you stamp in the sands of time? And as a good Christian who has grown up in a pastor's house, there's no question they ask you, you can answer, right? Right? What's the answer? Eh? Jesus, even though I have heard many times that don't leave this campus without your mark on it, what would they say you did when you came, right? Come on, are you following? What story would they tell about you? Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what we have heard. But all of a sudden, that question sounded like, I don't think that's the answer. As a good Christian, the answer is, your footprint, Lord Jesus. Jesus, I want to stamp your footprint on the sands. The sands will not even understand what I've stamped. By the time I'm done stamping. But realize this today, every question is asking you is not a foolish question. There's something in your heart that is prompting the question. If he asks you the question, please check well. Because you don't know your heart. It's deeper than your head. I'll say that again. You don't know your heart. That's why David says, search my heart. If he could search it himself, your heart is deeper than your brain. You will find things as you keep following. Things that you didn't believe were there. So that day I realized something inside me wanted to be a superstar. It's funny that the things Moses died to were the same things God gave him. God does not have problem with making Moses a god. He said, I will make you a what? A god. He's not afraid to make him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He just doesn't want you attached to it. Kai, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? He's not under pressure. He is God already. He can give you $50 billion. He does not shift anything from him. It's nothing. It is nothing. There's nothing you are seeing in your life that is unusual and strange and shocking to God. It's the one I gave you now. There's nothing we have ever read that impresses him. I wonder how it feels like to be God. There is nothing we have ever read. I'm telling you that we ever read that what? That impresses him. You make the world. Then you now talk about miracles, signs and wonders. Look at the universe. And you know that we are funny people. Look at what he made. And he still has attention on us. David himself said, what is man? It does not make any sense that he has our time. And why did he ask? When he observed. When you look at what he made, you can't understand why he has our time. How can someone this big be concerned about my admission? Maybe that's what makes him God. The capacity to be that detailed. That even the hair on your head, you don't care about it, sir. How many fell today? You don't know. Do you ever want to know, sir?
No, sir.
How many of you go to the saloon and as they are cutting the hair, you, sir, please, the last barber, I warned him, cut 4,322 from the head. He cut 4,650. Because of that, now you notice, if you look at my head now, nobody does that, yes or no? You don't know, and you never know. And you don't ever want to know. But if being detailed is care, can you imagine how much God cares about you? It is ridiculous, yes or no? It's easy to say God is love. But I want you to think about the man that removes a baby from a woman's womb and shatters that baby on the wall. And you hear again, God loves that man. Then you will know. That pregnant woman will not be happy with his love anymore. Yes or no? It's easy to say these things. But when you see how far, how big, how great, it does not make sense anymore. How can he have my time? It must be God to have my time. I hope people are hearing what I'm saying. That's how you know that you are journeying. You begin to pay attention to details. That's why a great man like Jesus, children can come and sit on his lap and be playing. And even those are his bodyguards are trying to protect him. And how far now? Like, you are too great for this. But it seems like the more you journey with this consuming fire, the more childlike you become. The more simple. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The more simple, people will be disappointed when they meet you. I remember somebody see me. Child God. I don't know. Anyway, you don't really know how you sound until you hear people, you know, share or talk. So I just wonder what this guy was imagining that I would look like. Because when he saw me, I think it was V2C 2 years ago, went to the churches at Abuja. So he was looking for the Lawrence Oyo, and he had seen me a couple of times pass by him. And of course, how can this be the Lawrence Oyo? So he was looking for the Lawrence Oyo in the meeting. So eventually when they said, look at him here now, standing, I was beside the registration desk. Like, ha. His description, I can't say it on this mic. He said, I thought you will be one this and this and that and that and that. I said, Jesus, God forbid. He was describing a beast, literally. I said, what did you hear that will make you think that I look like an animal? Was it that I was shouting? Or what happened that you were thinking this person will look like this? So he was shocked that this person is looking very prim and proper and looked like a normal human being. He's even touching his shirt. What's happening? But as God is done with you, you will meet Moses and hear a stammerer and be wondering, is this the person? No, it's not the one. Where is Moses? You will come to the disciples of Jesus and be looking for Jesus. Disciples check who is Jesus among them, because he does not look different. And if they were illiterate people, it must have affected the way they were dressing. Yes or no? Yes or no? So if you could not see the difference between Jesus and the illiterate person, it means he had stooped so low, you can't really differentiate between him and the what? The unlearned people. Doesn't that beat your imagination? He's showing us how it's done. That's the way. Some of us cannot access normal people again because of all the things God has taught you. You can't help normal people again. You don't remember when last you preached to someone who is not saved? It's from program to program. The simple things like Holy Ghost baptism, you don't remember when last it has ever happened through your life. But you want the building to shake. Leave the building alone, my dear brother. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let foundations be laid so that the superstructure can stay. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't jump from GS1 to SS3. I know you might have an elder brother in SS3 and you have access to his textbook. Does not mean you are what? SS3. You can even pick some things from the textbook and repeat it, copy and paste. Anybody who hears you think you are in what? SS3. Does not mean you are in what? SS3. You can wear his trousers, slim fit it. It does not mean you are in what? SS3. So pay attention to where you are right now in your journey and start building from there. Don't be under pressure by those who are around you. Ensure that what you have brings results. Can you say results? Results. Please. Be a Christian that is powered by that mindset. Ensure it's producing what? Results. That's how I knew my tongues was real. It's not because it's later and now I had the understanding. And now I teach it. That's how I knew my tongues was real. It was what? Results. It was results. That's how I confirmed it, because it was too normal to be real. Sheketelia, 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 sheketelia. For 4 years I doubted it. I spoke normally. I had not fall down, I had not cried, not shake, nothing, nothing. How did I know it's real? I speak it fast, speak it slow, speak it medium speed. Questions will pop up in my mind. Are you sure that you are not? How can you say one thing and you mean many things? Many questions. These are questions you ask. It's good to ask questions. And you are still going on. Devil will laugh. I will tongue and laugh. You have been there, right? Not laughing at the Holy Ghost. Laughing at yourself. Like, man, oh my God. I'm a believer. Okay? I'm a believer. God cannot tell me anything. I'm a believer. She can tell you for the past 4 years. And I was faithful to it. Hallelujah. Very faithful. I will never forget. The enemy will not stop trying you. I will never forget a night during that revival. It's funny. People don't know what we will go through. I was still doubting my tongues when all these things were happening. It hit me like a wave. All these years I had not been listening to myself speaking in tongues. That night, I was hearing it audibly. Sheketelia, Sheketelia. 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 Wow. I started paying attention to everybody's tongues on it. Because they all came because of me. I'll hear one. I hear another one. I said, Jesus is Lord. And we're doing this till 6 a.m. We better be saying the right thing. I'm not kidding you. If you have not asked those questions, it won't crystallize. Many of you are just acting drama. You're not being real with yourself. Ask those questions, and as small as it is, ensure that you have what? You have confirmed that one. Then move to the next one. Don't break our hearts. Sound so, you know, so deep in God, and then when the simple things are asked, you can't answer. You know how to fire Shakabula. When they give you catapult, you cannot shoot. Should we not doubt you? Should we not doubt you? The angel of the territory talks to you every night. The angel of the territory visits you and talks to you. But you don't know where you are going in life. You have never stopped to ask that angel, Joe. I just have one question. Before you go, everything you have said, I understand. You see, I've written it down. But before you go, just a simple question. Like, for example, now, somebody has not had admission. Not me. Like, can you help me just tell me when I'm going to have this? Are you getting what I'm saying? But you don't ask him questions. It will fly back and go. And come again the next time. And you continue listening. Even they are thinking you are stupid. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let it be tangible. Let it be workable also in your life. Because the purpose of the spirit time is natural. You know, this year that you are seeing all the things that you are doing, it doesn't have any tangible. People will look at you and be wondering. You see, throughout scriptures, eventually it shows up in the natural. Yes or no? Whatever you are doing, it has to show up where? In natural. It has to show up here. That's how you are encouraged. That's how you are encouraged. Jesus did not die in the spirit realm. You didn't hear what I said? You have to die where? In this physical, in this natural. If it's going to apply here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If it's spiritual death, it's very easy now. When it's physical death, at least we are sure that pain is going to follow it. The one you can relate to it, rest or no. You can't prophesy. As I'm speaking to you, you are dying in the spirit. Amen! Death is being worked. Amen! It's not like that. You will actually die a death that you can recognize and talk about. Are you getting what I'm saying? Tangible. So many things began to go under the bridge, of course. And maybe one or two more, and then we begin to tie it up. Hallelujah. I said ambition, right? Ambition. I made sacrifice because of ambition. Prayed and prayed and prayed because of ambition. Until that too was corrected. Another thing I had to die to was judging by sight. I had to die to that as well. And that will really save you from pressure. I face so much pressure, surely because of all those signs and wonders. When they are not happening, you have to try and meet up. Yes or no? Those of you who are this, okay, let's use the prophetic. If you function in the prophetic or you move in the prophetic 1 hour this Sunday, 2 hours next Sunday, I'm sure you notice that the number will increase. By the third Sunday, you don't move in the prophetic. I'm talking about conventional church now. You are playing serious game. So there's a pressure now to speak even if God is not speaking or not leading you to speak. You get that? So pressure is very, 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 very serious. For somebody who was experiencing supernatural to the point of angels singing from the speaker. I remember somebody introduced me in a service as the apostle of angelic. What was the word again? From the back, fear caught me. Jesus is Lord. What am I going to do when I hold this mic? Angels, get ready. They say, I'm your apostle. Confuse people. Ready to confuse you if you're not what you're not looking at where you're going. What does that have to do with anything? Okay, gemstone appeared. What happened to Joss? Okay, it appeared. You counted 10. What happened to Joss? Okay, there's gold dust all over your suit. What happened to the territory? I will hit on some things this evening. I thank God for the mercy of God. God will challenge your hunger. If you have chosen to never settle like Abraham. I just paid attention this morning and discovered that even inside the place, the promised land, he was still looking for a city. My eyes didn't see it till this morning. I kept just hearing it figuratively. You know, maybe we're looking for a city by faith. No. He was moving from tent to tent in the promised land because he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. That's what he was looking for. As he went from tent to tent, just kept on moving because he was looking for what? A city. If what you are seeing is truly glorious, you will never settle. You will never settle. You wake up every morning with tears in your eyes. Not because God has not been faithful. Because you are far from where we are going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Those who should settle have not settled. Why have you settled? When I look at people, even in conventional church, see the exploits they have not settled till now. Doing things that are even relevant to humanity. How can you build 3 universities and you are going at 25? Speaking one day, he said, they are clapping for us that we built 3. When God told me 25. I said, this person cannot be a normal person. 25. You know what 25? Build a secondary school. You know what 25 universities is. Federal government is still struggling to pay salaries. Or 1 or 2 or 3. 25. You are going at it. Does that sound like somebody who will ever settle down anytime soon? What's your dream? What's your own? Let's come down to dream. That's why nothing is pushing you. You're not seeing anything in front.
Anyone you see journeying in scriptures was looking at something, yes or no? That's why you journey, because you are seeing something. What are you seeing? Don't tell me you are seeing, I'm not making sacrifices. What you see will make you come. That's why you are not moving. It's because you are not seeing anything. If I have release, we'll really talk. Oh, there are things that will happen in the body of Christ. I'm not speaking because prophetic words came concerning it. I'm speaking because your hunger is a prophecy. And if I can be hungry for it, then it will come to pass. Can you say yes? Yes, that's how it works. You know your hunger is a prophecy? Do you know your hunger is a prophecy? And the prophecy will not come to pass until hunger is birthed. People must be hungry for what God wants to do. We are the vehicle through which God's word is established. So hunger in itself is what? Prophet. That's why I say if somebody is hungry and is journeying, even though prophetic word did not come to him, he will fulfill prophecy that you received in service. I mean, look at the story of Jacob and Esau. Isaac, I have made him master. It was via a trance he made him master. Not by giving him anything. I have made him master. He said, is there not one more blessing left for me? I said, you will serve your brother. That's a blessing, right? I have made him master. With what? With mouth. Hey! But left him with one secret that will make anybody. He said, when you grow restless, it's the same thing, hunger. When you go desperate, when you grow. Are you getting what I'm saying? Left him with that. And Esau became master. You read Genesis, I think 32. You read that chapter. You keep on seeing him saying the words, what? Master, thy servant and thy children, and thy servant's children. These are thy servants, my Lord. How can the one who was prophesied to be master become servant? And the one who was prophesied to be servant become what? Master. As we prepare for the glory that we are hearing about, please understand this is how it works. You prepare a sacrifice, your sacrifice is death. More than speaking in tongues, your sacrifice is what? Death. I will never forget the night. I'm careful saying this because I really don't want to encourage somebody who is, you know, a lot of people in this hungry generation are lazy. And so the examples I'm giving can sponsor and be a confirmation of somebody's laziness. Are very lazy. So poverty is a dealing also. Meanwhile, if you were just hardworking, God will have to use other things apart from that. But there are so many things in your life that God can use. It does not need to use. Because simple things that the world knows, we don't know. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Someone that has not read this book is talking about success. Those who are reading their book 5 times, why should God make you more successful than them if it's a just God? Why? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, I will not lie to you that I was hardworking this time around when the second one hit. But after I was done with the first carryover, the second one hit. This time around, I didn't think I would make it. I remember crying in the parlor and telling my dad, I can't do this. It's okay, I can't do this. I will leave school. Yes, Kuku anointing, and it looks like God is working my life, so no need to stress ourselves. The book can relax.
we have tried. How many of you understand what I'm saying? All right. I know I'm talking to some people here. I'm not doing it. I was crying. I can't forget her hand on my back. Relax, relax. I broke into tears. Why will God watch me go through this? I'm sending people to tell me how much He loves me. Don't tell me anything. Is that you choose people you love, Abby? I had a ministration the next day. They were expecting me, young children, teenagers, my secondary school actually. So that I will not go insane, because sincerely I suspected that this time I might not make it. Like my mind, are you getting what I'm saying? That was the most important, my mind. I was using ministrations to drown the effect of the pain on my mind. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? You might not understand. But many of us are using what we are succeeding in to silence the voice of our failures. That's why you can be comfortable when they say pray. You have suddenly forgotten how much pain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A pregnant woman who gives birth forgets what she went through, and she's going for another baby again. But in the midst of that delivery, she's swearing for her husband. Wale, it no go better for you. You did this to me. Shout and scream. You almost think after this one, she will not see baby again. Madam, how many weeks? You're already pregnant again. Because she has what? She has forgotten. Please, your pain is precious. You didn't hear what I said, though. Your pain is precious. Take it to God. As you seek God, don't throw it away. Let it fuel your hunger to get out of it. In the process of that, you'll be journeying, yes or no? Even if you don't love Jesus, don't you want to be rich? No. Can we talk? Even if you don't love Jesus, you don't plan to be an agent of the kingdom of God and to do many mighty things for God. You don't plan to be healthy. You don't like health. Let God at least have something to work with. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stop calling this hunger. Hunger does not pray. Hunger that never fasts. Never stays all night. It's hunger. If there's hunger, then what's lukewarmness? I'm robbery, Abby. You're an arm robber. Because this is hunger. Struggling with addiction. This is hunger. You're hungry. Hungry man still has time for addiction again. That's what we have come to in our generation. I'll share with you, Karina. Somebody asked me on WhatsApp, sir, I have a question. Sir, we are very hungry for God. We are on fire. Or just that we are struggling with sexual immorality. I went through the chat again. We are hungry. We are on fire. It's just that we are struggling with sexual immorality. Wait, it's a lie. We are hungry. We are on fire. It's just that. How did we get here? Our definitions are wrong. We don't even know what hunger is. Hunger keeps you at the edge of your seat. Look at the lives of our parents. They were hungry. Our fathers were hungry. They were hungry. Hallelujah. What was I saying if I got distracted? Huh? I need to round up now. Huh? Yes, thank you so much. So, I went for this ministration. I'm saying this boldly and proudly because, you know, if I had not shared the preceding experiences or what I had to go through, It will look like pride. But at this point, my God, pride was the last thing Satan could tempt me with. I felt like dung. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Especially when I was in class. So I had to calm that feeling of being stupid with what? Ministration. So as I watch people's bodies hit the ground and fly out the window, I'm telling you literally, so much power, electric cables, and Jesus. Amazing thing.